Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. Microsoft is gearing up to launch its own mobile gaming store this July, as reported by Bloomberg. According to Xbox President Sarah Bond, speaking at the Bloomberg Technology Summit, the store will initially feature Microsoft's games, including the likes of Candy Crush Saga, with plans to add other major titles such as Minecraft shortly after launch. This new platform will be a web-based storefront, designed to ensure broad accessibility across different devices and countries, circumventing the traditional App Store model dominated by Apple and Google. This move aims to provide a competitive alternative to the existing app stores, which typically charge a 30% fee on sales. The launch aligns with the enactment of the EU's Digital Markets Act, which began in March, promoting a fairer digital market environment. This regulation encourages tech companies to establish their own web stores, free from the constraints of Apple's and Google's ecosystems. Phil Spencer, head of Xbox, has previously emphasized Microsoft's intention to expand its reach in mobile gaming, citing the need for accessibility on all types of screens and devices. This strategy includes leveraging content from its Activision Blizzard acquisition, which brings popular mobile titles under its wing, such as Candy Crush Saga and Call of Duty Mobile. Warner Bros. Discovery has reported a significant financial loss related to the disappointing performance of Rocksteady Studios' latest release, Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, which resulted in a $200 million impairment charge. During its Q1 financial results announcement, the company highlighted a sharp decline in games revenue, primarily attributed to the game's underperformance compared to last year's hit, Hogwarts Legacy. The CFO of Warner Bros. Discovery, Gunnar Wiedenfels, explained the financial impact during an investor call, stating, "The over $400 million year-over-year decline in Q1 was primarily due to tough comparisons against Hogwarts Legacy's success in the first quarter of last year, coupled with the disappointing release of Suicide Squad this quarter, which led to a $200 million impact to EBITDA." Suicide Squad: Kill the Justice League has been critically panned and suffered from low player engagement on platforms like Steam. This response is particularly stark given the high acclaim and fan admiration for Rocksteady's previous works in the Batman Arkham series, notably Batman Arkham City. The game's shift to a live service model, where Batman appears as a villain rather than a hero, has also contributed to its chilly reception. Despite these challenges, Warner Bros. Recently announced a new project, Batman Arkham Shadow, a VR game set to launch exclusively on the MetaQuest 3 later this year, developed by Camouflage. This move indicates a continued exploration of the Batman universe, albeit with a different studio at the helm. Meanwhile, the future of Rocksteady and the Suicide Squad game's live service model remains uncertain, as Warner Bros. Has not yet disclosed Rocksteady's next steps. Capcom, the renowned Japanese game developer, has announced a record-breaking year in sales, surpassing its own previous records. For the fiscal year ending March 31, 2024, the company reported selling 45.89 million units of video games, marking its highest sales ever. This impressive performance led to a 21% increase in net sales and an 18.1% rise in profits compared to the previous year. The company attributed much of this success to the launches of Street Fighter VI in June 2023 and Dragon's Dogma 2 in March 2024, with sales reaching 3.3 million and 2.62 million units respectively. These strong sales not only boosted Capcom's financial health, but also contributed to its 7th consecutive year of record-high profits and its 11th consecutive year of growth in operating income. Looking ahead to the next fiscal year ending March 2025, Capcom is optimistic about continuing this trend, forecasting even greater sales and profits. This would mark the company's 12th consecutive year of operating income growth and its 8th consecutive year of record profits. Upcoming titles like Monster Hunter Wilds, set for release in 2025, and the highly anticipated Resident Evil 9, rumored to be launching within this fiscal year, are expected to drive future sales. This financial robustness comes amidst challenging times for the broader video game industry, which has seen numerous studio closures, significant job losses, and several cancelled projects, including recent cuts at major companies like Microsoft and Sony. Frontier Developments has confirmed the upcoming release of Jurassic World Evolution 3, targeting a launch window within its 2026 fiscal year, which spans from June 1, 2025 to May 31, 2026. This announcement follows a newly signed licensing agreement with Universal Products and Experiences, continuing the partnership that produced the successful 2018's Jurassic World Evolution and 2021's Jurassic World Evolution 2. The timing aligns with Universal Pictures and Amblin Entertainment's scheduled release of a new Jurassic World film on July 2, 2025, aiming to capitalize on the renewed public interest in dinosaurs. The first two Jurassic World games have been significant revenue drivers for Frontier, with the original Jurassic World Evolution being the top-selling game in the company's history. Despite facing challenges in recent years, including underperforming releases like Warhammer Age of Sigmar and subsequent layoffs, Frontier remains focused on its core genre of creative management simulation games. This focus appears to be stabilizing the company, as indicated by recent satisfactory sales figures, particularly from Jurassic World Evolution 2 and Planet Zoo. Frontier's strategy moving forward includes the launch of one new CMS game annually over the next three fiscal years. This slate includes an unannounced own IP CMS game for FY25, Jurassic World Evolution 3 for FY26, and another yet-to-be-announced CMS game for FY27. V Rising, the vampire-centric action RPG from Stunlock Studios, has successfully transitioned from early access to a full launch on Steam, drawing significant player attention. As of its launch on May 8, 2024, V Rising reached a peak of 78,164 concurrent players according to SteamDB, showcasing a robust return despite not reaching the 150,000 player peak observed at its early access debut. Prior to its full release, the game was averaging fewer than 10,000 players daily. The development journey to this point has been fraught with challenges, but the enthusiastic feedback and support from the community have been pivotal, according to Stunlock Studios. With the full release, the developers are eager to expand the game's horizons, expressing excitement about moving beyond the initial launch and exploring future possibilities. The full 1.0 patch notes, detailing all the updates and fixes, were released simultaneously with the game, marking a significant milestone for both the developers and the players. While V Rising is currently available on Steam and has announced a version for PlayStation 5, the specific release date for the console remains unspecified within the 2024 window. V Rising starts players off as a customizable vampire emerging from centuries of slumber, initially weak and in desperate need of blood. The gameplay evolves from survival and action, reminiscent of Diablo, into an expansive open-world adventure, complete with base-building elements, cooperative gameplay, and PvP modes. Grand Theft Auto enthusiasts are buzzing with anticipation as recent updates to Rockstar Games' website suggest that more information about Grand Theft Auto 6 could be imminent. The alert was first raised by Twitter user, who noted that GTA 6 had been added to the developer's database. This update briefly included placeholders for four screenshots, cover art, and a release date, according to The Gamer. However, these details were swiftly removed, hinting that their publication was premature. Further fueling speculation, the original webpage with the placeholders was taken down, but the coding associated with these placeholders remains accessible in the database. The update also hinted at upcoming digital pre-orders, suggesting Rockstar's preparations for a more formal announcement were underway. This development comes 5 months after Rockstar's first trailer for GTA 6, and just ahead of a planned investor call by parent company Take-Two Interactive on May 16th, where more details are expected to be disclosed. Adding to the intrigue, Rockstar has significantly pared down its Instagram content, mirroring a tactic used prior to the first GTA 6 trailer reveal. This has led some to speculate about a potential reveal on May 14th, given the deliberate curation of the Instagram page to only 14 posts. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.